Chapter 2. Recognition and Meeting. Standing on the platform, Hester gazed out into the crowd, greatly conscious of everyone watching her and observing her marks of sin. As she did so, her gaze fell upon two people standing at the back of the crowd. There was an Indian man in his traditional clothes and another man. Hester wasn't surprised to see the Indian in the crowd, as his people were frequent visitors to the English settlement, but the white man attracted her interest. Dressed in a mix of civilized and Indian dress, the man was small with a furrowed brow and seemed to be intelligent and well-educated. The thing that particularly shocked Hester, however, was that one of his shoulders was higher than the other. When she saw this, she pulled her baby to her bosom with such force that the baby cried out in pain. The stranger was staring at Hester Prynne. At the beginning, he looked carelessly at her, but after a while, he seemed almost to look right through her, so strong was his gaze. Suddenly, a look of horror came over his face. When his eyes met those of Hester, and he understood that she'd recognized him, he calmly raised his finger and put it to his lips. Then he turned to another man in the crowd and politely asked him,
"Excuse me, good sir, who's this woman? Why is she standing on this platform in shame?"
"You must certainly be a stranger around here, my friend," replied the man. "For if not, you'd have known of Mistress Hester Prynne and her sinful doings. She's caused a great scandal in godly Master Dimmesdale's church,